Frandela.
Has joined.
Afternoon.
Has joined.
I see we have more than one, so I'm happy
to
see. Somehow I thought this class would happen again.
Well, sometimes you're wrong. You told me that the other day.
That's true. I have been wrong many times.
No, not too many. Not as many as us. That was a joke. Okay. Just forget I said anything.
Let us begin because we're starting class number 25. So we are beginning with chapter 4, verse 3, Mishnah 3, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. Sheva kifolo begad kafirat, sheva velo shesh, sheva velo shemona, shesh tzilaot la shesha sidarim. Neged sheva katzvot, mahen shesh katzvot, mayala avetu v'emate mezrach me'eretz afon v'darom v'heakal hakadosh me'kaven. The translation. Seven double letters. Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Kaf, Pei, Resh, Taf. Seven and not six. Seven and not eight. Six sides. Six sides against six ends. What are the six ends? Up and down, east and west, north and south. And holy palace of intent in the middle. And she is a topic to measure. Bless and honor Hashem in his place. Mishnah 4. Sheva kifolot beget kafrat, kacha ken chativen tarfen shekalin vehamarin vetzer bahen kochavim baolam veyamin vashana v'shearim Nefesh v'mahen Bakak Keverach Rakayaham V'sheva Arzo V'sheva Chivato V'lo Fakak Chayavav Hashibi Tachad Hashamay. The translation. Seven double letters, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Kaf, Pei, Resh, Taf. Carve and engrave, permutate, weigh, combine, convert, and expand. Light up with stars in the universe, years and souls with gates. Form them, engrave seven heavens and seven earths, and seven Sabbaths. Therefore, love the seventh. Under the heavens. Up to now, we have learned about meditation using letters. We have learned how to open gates. These two Mishnayot are teaching us something else. They teach us where we are to go when we meditate. Your intention directs you on where to go. That's what we are learning in these two Mishnayot. Remember, we have told you that you will have a personal experience of the Creator. These Mishnayot are showing you where to go to truly experience the Creator in all of His wonders that we can experience. We have learned techniques, but not where we are going. Now is the time to learn the roadmap to the dimensions. Up to now, we have been studying the idea of the Sephirot and the letters as forms. The letters are used as tools to open the gates. But where do these gates lead to? How many gates are there? Remember, there's 231. Mishnah 3 speaks of 7 and not 6. It is teaching us that the difference between the Talmud, which is 6 books, is not the Torah scroll, which is 7 books. We all think the Torah is 5 books of Moses. The Gemara of the Talmud teaches us that it is 7 books. We've discussed this in other places. We do not have the time to discuss this in detail here again. I do that in my emails from the Parasha B'Halotcha over the last 3 years, and I direct you there. It is on our website. But just as a quick abbreviation, there is a place in the Torah scroll in the book of Numbers where there are upside down and backward nuns. And we are taught that there are 7 books. There is the Genesis, Exodus or Shemot, Leviticus or Vayikra, the book of Numbers up to the first letter Nun, that is backwards and upside down. That's the 4th book. Then these few words that are between the letters Nun that are upside down and backwards is the 5th book. And then the 6th book is the balance of the book of Numbers. Then the 7th book is the book of Devarim. Continuing to read from the Sefer Yetzirah class, the Mishnah was written for the 6 and not the 7. We will learn what that means. In the Talmud, we are taught a meditative technique to draw a Magid. I teach this in other classes. The teaching of the Talmud as it relates to meditation is a straight line. This is a metaphor. The teaching relating to psychic material is not a straight line. It is the intuitive process. And this process is a more expansive technique. It connects you to more. The techniques taught by the Baal Shem Tov and handed down to the Hasidic path is where you think is where you are. Let us discover more of this below. During the holiday of Sukkot, we use the 4 species to draw psychic energy to the physical world. We do this by waving the 4 species in 6 directions, following the order of south, north, east, up, down, west. Or in terms of Kabbalah, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And so what happened to Malchut? Come and see. Yesod, the male member, has two parts, the stem and the crown. The crown never separates from the Malchut. The stem can be separated by our actions. Therefore, we say Yesod. We may be speaking of Malchut, or we may be speaking of Yesod separated from Malchut. And let's find out which it is. Heavens and earth are connected and separated. The first verse of the Torah teaches us the term heavens in the plural, and the earth in the singular. We learn there is only one earth but many heavens. Is this true? We will learn that there are many earths but only one path between the heavens and the earth. Remember, I have spoken about the glyph as being misleading. And if you see a glyph with lines from Netzach and Hod to Malchut, it is corrupt. Actually, it represents a system of the Klipot. The negative system does have multiple paths between the heavens and the earth, but the Kedusha has only the one path. The six Sefirot are together the world of Yetzirah, which are the heavens, which is Zeran Pin. The physical world is the path to the other earths. Energy flows from the heavens to the earth and then spreads out to the other earths. On one level, this means the other continents. And on another level, it means the inner earths. And on another level, it means different earthly dimensions. Yet Malchut has no light of its own. It cannot receive directly the flow from the heavens. Yet the flow still goes through this one central point. Read Mishnah 3 above and you may begin to see what is being referred to. And this is a good place to stop, so we will continue next week, except we're going to continue. There is a famous story from the Talmud in this section known as Hagiga. It is the story of the four who went into the garden. We will discuss this story in great detail to explain Mishnah 3, also next week. But again, it will be this week. I am now continuing with the teachings from my teacher. The heavens above and the earth below is the adage. It is the metaphor. There is a metaphorical description to imagine a three-dimensional pyramid with its base at the bottom and its point directing our eyes upward. Then immediately above that point is another point of another pyramid, which is upside down. The point is touching the lower pyramid, and its base is above. In essence, this is a little bit like the hourglass image. The upper pyramid has four sides and two other directions called up and down. There are six directions of the upper pyramid, referring to the heavens. The flow of energy comes down to the point of this pyramid, which is called the center point. This is the physical world. It is the entry point for the lower pyramid, which is a mirror image of the upper pyramid. This means that there are many phases of the physical worlds. There are seven continents, which are six and one, with no light of its own. That is Antarctica. This is just one of the metaphorical images of the earth being plural. Just as there are seven heavens, there are seven earths. There are seven inner earths. There are seven upper earths. There are seven middle earths. All of this is referred to in modern parlance as dimensions. What is a dimension? You are meant to find out by going there, by visiting that location. both the heavens and the earth. We can change dimensions just by thinking that we are there. Just as we can go from Los Angeles to New York by remembering a trip to New York. Just as we can go to Moscow by visualizing our journey. We can even go to a different dimension. All of the fantasy stories that you have read, all of the science fiction stories that you have read, all of the historical novels that you read are tools to take you where you are supposed to go. Just remember a few things. We are not alone. The heavens are that selfish and half-sharing, while the earths are a quarter sharing and three-quarters selfish. Selfish is the definition of evil. Angels and demons are unable to transition from one dimension to another. Human beings are created to transition from one dimension to another. We create angels and we create demons and we do not realize it. The angels and the demons do know we are their creators. Just as some people are angry at God, some of these entities are angry with their creators. Is their creator our creator? It's a question you'll have to answer when you visit these dimensions. We are supposed to travel everywhere in order to learn everything. Our physical world is the locations where all of the energy from the heavens flows into all of the earth. This is done through our physical earth. The world of Yetzirah is the soul. The world of Asiya is the body. We live in both worlds simultaneously. We do not yet travel to the worlds of Bria or the worlds of Atzilut. Now let's go into details about the four who go into the Pardes, to the garden. The word Pardes in Hebrew means garden. The letters of this world is Peh, which stands for Peshat or Peshut, or the simple. Resh, which stands for Remes, which means hints. Drash, which stands for allegorical, and Samach, which means sod, or secrets, or the Kabbalah level. This story is more than it seems. It is teaching us the laws of these various dimensions I have described above. Let's go into the details of the story. The four sages who traveled into the garden are Ben Azza, Ben Zoma, Elisha Ben Abuya, and Rabbi Akiva. They saw things in this garden, in this world, in this dimension. It's interesting to note that Ben Azza, Ben Zoma, and Elisha Ben Abuya are not called rabbi. Only Rabbi Akiva is given the title of rabbi. Ben Azza saw things, said to himself, I am not married. I have nothing holding me in the physical world. I like it here. I am not going back. And he died in the physical world. And this is considered failure. Why? That is not the purpose of the ascent or this kind of travel. And always remember, the ascent is through the process of descent into your mind, into your meditation. The purpose is to bring the light back down to the physical world. The purpose of the travel in the earth is to spread the light to these worlds because they lack this light. Ben Zoma looks around, sees everything, but cannot reconcile what he sees with what he knows, and he goes crazy. He becomes insane according to the standards of the physical society that he left. Remember, psychic energy is intuitive and not logical. When you dream, you see a picture, and the next instant, you are somewhere completely different. How did you get to the new picture? I just did. Benzoma could not accept this psychic level and kept trying to understand what is not understandable on this physical level, or even just to say on this level. Elisha ben Abuya sees everything. He understands what he understands. He integrates it into his worldview, and he becomes an apostate. He teaches things that contradict the Torah. This is the issue of truth versus unity. He still lives in our world. He still is quoted in the Talmud, not by his name of Elisha ben Abuya, but by the name The Other. No one gave up on him. They tried to change his mind to bring him back within the fold of Torah. It appears that they did not succeed, yet maybe they did. This world is a world of illusion. Some sages say he saw Memtet, the angel Memtet, sitting on a throne next to Hashem. He saw the truth of the Echud Elyon, the upper unification. He saw that the mitzvot are tools to achieve an end. He decided that he was at that level of consciousness already and did not need to do mitzvot anymore. He was saying, I do not need to get closer to Hashem or to learn more. I am satisfied with what I have learned. This is a no-no. Can you tell me why? Elisha ben Abuya learned the Torah of Mashiach and asked, why can I not have that here in the physical world now? And the other sages said, you cannot because others are not ready for this, and you become a stumbling block to the blind. Ultimately, this is the path of many in the current New Age movement. I can get to the Earth's spirit levels, and I do not want to go higher. Chas v'shalom. Elisha ben Abuya was significantly higher than this, but the result is the same. Ultimately, they will learn that the universe will say you cannot stay here and must leave this level of consciousness. Woe be to them. I have a student who is in the process of learning this. You must grow with respect to consciousness, and you must also grow with respect to Kedusha. You cannot continue to stay in this level without growing. Rabbi Akiva entered in peace and left in peace. What does this truly mean? He saw the same thing that Elisha ben Abuya saw, yet he also knew that there are times for everything under the heavens, a time to live and a time to die. His time to die came from the Romans. Until then, it was his time to teach. The ultimate lesson from Rabbi Akiva, live with the times. Learn to know your cycles. On one level, that is the Hebrew calendar. On other levels, there are other cycles for you to know. Learn to know the ups and downs of your life as the opportunity to cleanse and balance the universe of your life. The purpose of cleansing is to reach higher levels of Kedusha. Let me repeat that. The purpose of cleansing is to reach higher levels of Kedusha. This is unwritten, but always remember, cleansing can be painful. But this is a world to be painful because it's cleansing. Continuing. Understand the meaning of the cycles and bend with the wind like the willow and stand upright to receive the beneficence of Hashem. It is what he wants for you to grow your vessel and receive more. What does this story have to teach us about the Sefer Yetzirah and these Mishnayot from chapter 4? Let's return to the four-sided pyramid metaphor. Our physical universe is the body. Science teaches that its form starts with strings and builds from there to subatomic particles, to atomic particles, to molecules, to compounds, to single-cell plants and animals, and then to multi-cell plants and animals. And it continues to grow. One way to relate to this metaphor is to see that all matter and energy in this universe vibrates at various accelerations and velocities, up to the maximum limit. Our mirror pyramid universe follows the mirror, except it starts with a lower limit to its vibrations. That lower limit is our upper limit. That limit is the speed of light. There is no mass in the mirror universe, but there is mind. We are able to interact with this universe when we use our minds and our consciousness. This is what is being described to us in Mishnah 4.3. These races interact with us and with other races in our universe. And some of these races and some of these individuals have their own agenda. For these interactions, these agendas do not have the best interests of a human being, yet these agendas are part of the plan of creation. They are part of the test that a human being experiences from the plan of creation. They are part of the test, yet we are given halakha to understand these tests, or to put a test within a structure of metaphors so that we can understand its purpose. Just as we need instruction to prepare for an academic test, we need instruction to prepare for one of these interactive tests. This is why I strongly suggest you practice for the tests. And that is what I am doing in this series of classes, especially these classes on these two Mishnayot. As we practice, we may come into contact with some of these other entities in these other dimensions. We may meet entities that look like scary reptilian humanoids. These are called the Watchers in the Book of Daniel. We may meet entities that appear as supermodels, as described in some of the revelations from the New Age teachings. We may meet entities that appear to us as everything and anything, under the sun and above the sun. As the teaching of the wisest man in the world teaches, nothing is new under the sun, yet what is over the sun is a question. See the metaphor of 2 four-sided pyramids. Where is the sun? What is over and what is under? Mishnah 3 teaches 7 and not 6, meaning the lower pyramid has the physical world plus the 6 higher planes of the higher pyramid. 7. And not 8, because there is a level higher than these 6. Matter and energy in our universe vibrates. That creates an upper limit. This limit is the speed of light. In these other universes, they vibrate at speeds greater than the speed of light. We need to take on a garment of that universe in order to appear in that universe, just as other entities must take on our garments when they enter our universe. Mishnah 4 teaches us how all these dimensions and universes fit together and work together. The last part of this Mishnah is speaking of Hashem's place. Where is God's place? We have been taught a fairy tale. We still believe this fairy tale. And as long as we do, we will limit ourselves. This fairy tale is that we live and then we die. And then we go to heaven, and that is where God is at. This is absolutely false. The truth is we live in this dimension until we learn the life lessons we need to learn. And then we progress to other dimensions to learn other life lessons. The only dimension where free will exists is this human dimension. Ultimately, we will learn all of the lessons necessary for us to be conscious of all the levels that we live in simultaneously. Understand that well. We will learn the life lessons necessary for us to be conscious of all of the levels that we live in simultaneously. Mishnah 4 tells us to engrave, carve, and all of the other things that we are to do with the letters. As we do these things, we are actually connecting to the underlying dimensions, the worlds, the universes, and whatever other term we want to use. Understand this well. When you manipulate, when you permutate, when you weigh the letters, you are doing this in a mental framework that is connected to the many universes and levels that are connected to the essence of the letters. It is a metaphor, and it is real at the same instant. This is the meaning of cause and effect. Travel in these higher dimensions is not defined by physicality. In these universes, travel is defined by similarity of form. And in this case, form is consciousness. Love and judgment, Chesed and Gevurah, are opposites, and therefore far apart. One of the purposes of the physical world is to bring these opposites together to resolve conflicts between them, hopefully peacefully. In the physical world, opposites can exist next to each other. In our essence, the opposites exist. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, the good inclination and the evil inclination. When we integrate these two properly, we stabilize the Yetzirotic plane. When we do not integrate the two properly, we destabilize the Yetzirotic plane. This is something to know in your heart. This needs to become part of you. And one of the reasons for this exercises is to reach this integration in a balanced way. Seven heavens, seven palaces. When we go into our prayers properly structured, we go from one palace to another. Seven heavens are dimensions. Seven palaces are dimensions. Seven earths, seven inner earths. These are dimensions within our earth. How do we get there? The same way we go to the heavens. Our meditation allows us to travel. Are we traveling to the stars, to the inner earth, to another dimension? Where do we travel? You decide from your own experiences. Are you traveling in your mind? and these dimensions exist in your mind, or are they outside of your mind? And you go there. This is what you will have to decide for yourself. Seven Sabbaths, what does this refer to? This indicates time. It indicates the idea of 7,000-year epochs, epochs. We are in the second. There was an earlier one. The belief is that the humans who reach these corrections during this first epoch were now the souls of the suns, the souls of the planets, and the souls of the stars. Mystical or true? You decide. Go and talk to the sun while in your meditation. Learn what you are told. There will be another epoch after this one. People ask, what will happen to the people who do not follow a spiritual path? There are five more Sabbaths in this frame of reference for them to achieve their tikkun. Never believe a word I say. Please experience this for yourself. Remember, what is inside you is what you will experience. What is inside you is where we travel. Are you positive at this moment? The entities you meet will be positive, and of course the opposite applies as well. Don't fool yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Be careful, the negative entities are still showing you yourself. The positive entities are showing you yourself. How blessed is the seventh? How special is the number seven? Learn for yourself. That's the end of this class. Are there any questions?
Wow.
Baruch Hashem, Chana.
I know. I'm so far behind, but I do meditate. And because I haven't been able to keep up with the, you know, the lessons experientially, they stay on my mind during the week. But because I haven't done the homework, because you know the stage of my life, I choose a scripture before I meditate. I feel like that's my safety zone. Safety zone. Mostly they've been coming from Shir HaShirim, and I think it's because we've been doing it every week. I follow you word by word in the Hebrew, and then on Shabbat, I try to read the English. And
you do understand that the English translation of Shir HaShirim is very limited.
Right. But it's certain words, like he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth, or he draws me into his chamber. You know, and I feel like those are good words. One of my questions was answered in this handout, you know, that we're not in the world of Briah and Atzilut, that Asiyah and Yetzirah are together. Well, they're all together, but anyway, I shouldn't say together. They're all one. Unity, unifying. So I did get an answer from that point. My goal is a goal from Esther to be able to enter into the presence of the king. And for a long, long time, I'll get bumped out. The scepter is never offered to me. But the last time I got in, and I'm not sure I should share it, you know, in the class, that it should be with you one-on-one. I felt like, even though I'm behind in the homework experientially, lesson by lesson, that I needed to continue, and I use the word audit, because it appears that there's not too many more lessons left. And then I can go back to my project that I was working on as I was going, and that was to list the vocabulary from each lesson and what was the homework, so that that way I could review the vocabulary, and then I could pick up where I left off with the homework for the different meditations. So that's where I am. So I don't quite know, other than if something just stands out to me, to ask you that question. So if you have any words of advice.
I have many words of advice. First off, these lessons are not almost over.
Okay. Well, but you have on the side.
There's 20 of them. We're on 25. So you can see we have a lot to go through yet. Each weekly lesson stands on its own. It's a different form of meditation, or it's a different way of integrating all of the forms of meditation, or an individual form of meditation that is your technique. So this particular class is a form of integrating your form of meditation. Now, what is your form of meditation? It's whatever works for you. You may choose to work that one form of meditation, but you can still go to all the different locations, all the different dimensions, utilizing that one form of meditation, or you may decide that you want to use a different form as you choose to go. When you get to the point where you are capable of practicing the 231 gates, this class, the techniques is taught in this class, will give you the gasoline to power your direction to where you will go. So one time you will choose to go to one dimension, and another time another dimension. The tool of the first letters, the tool of the last letters, we say these are codes. But I'll give you a very specific example. We have a verse, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzivaot, Melom Kol Haaretz Kivodo. If you take the first letter, there are essentially seven of them. Hold on a second. Come in. Come in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, you?
I'm all right, I'm all right. They think they got a thing running slow.
Right there.
Right now.
You can see it running slow. Yeah. I'm on a call, so.
No problem.
Continuing where I left off, this class is your engine. This class is your gasoline. Where are you going to go? When you get to the point that you're studying the 231 gates, use this class as your gasoline and go to each one of those dimensions. Do not be afraid. Yes, there are negative entities that you will meet. be fooled by them. You have the cautions and the precautions. Go where you need to go.
Okay, very good. Very much. Thank you. You've said it before, so I needed to hear it again.
Exactly. You find that I always say the same things, but you hear them differently.
Right.
That's the tool. That's what Kabbalah is truly all about. But as I was starting to use that one verse, there are seven first letters, but it's only the last four that are significant because you can use them all the time. What are those last letters? Mem, Kaf, Kaf, Hey. Mem Kaf. Mei Cha. Mei Cha. Kaf He. Kach. Actually, it's Hey Kach. Kach. Mei Cha Chach. Mei Cha Chach. Mei Cha Chach. What you're doing with that singing is connecting to Hashem, reminding you that His glory is everywhere. Reminding you, keeping your connection to Hashem. You will find that any entity you meet in your meditation will not be able to stand up to the power of this name and other names, because these other entities are not Kedusha, or not ultimately the level of Kedusha that a human being can reach. Remember, holiness has a hierarchy. Any other questions? Hope to speak with you in one or of the two other classes, if not both. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.